Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now, come with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8. In verse 29. In fact, let's start it in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Quickly. My time is almost up. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Are you there? What does it say?
Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are works that God has prepared beforehand. He has prepared them in advance. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Come with me to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Let's move quickly. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11.
Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
To give you a future and what? And hope. I like the King James Version. It says, to give you an expected end. I love it. There is an end that God expects. It is not your destiny to die as a drunkard.
Amen.
Why aren't you saying amen? I'm watching you carefully. Carefully. Were you planning to die as a drunkard? In the name of Jesus, you will not die as a drunkard.
Amen.
There is an expected end for you. So I want to say to somebody, regardless of your current situation, your end will be great. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Sometimes when you look at people driving big cars and what have you, there is a what happens in your heart is that you feel discouraged because you also want to drive the big car. But you are busy with your two series. Don't worry. The now is not too important. How you end is the most important thing. I know people who bought BMWs, but as we speak, they are on their two series. How you end is very important. That's why God says that he wants to give you hope and a future. Come with me to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, quickly. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Before I did what? Where? Who knew you then? Before I formed you in the womb.
Uripili ki khubupa.
That means even your mother is not aware that you are coming.
Me wa ga gona sa tlokomela le gore wa tla.
He says, I knew you.
O re ne ke go tseba.
Continue.
Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Before you were formed in your womb,
pili ubelegwa,
you are already separated.
Uile aho arohan.
You are already chosen.
Uile aho kheta.
You are already selected.
No khetilwe.
You are already ordained.
Aho beile
into a specific work.
Gore gona le se o tla se dira.
Am I talking to somebody? So as I've been teaching recently,
jaga ne ke ruta,
God has a destiny for everybody.
Modimo o na le bokamoso for batho botlhe.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You are not here just to make numbers on the earth.
Ga o mo go ba nomoro fela.
You are not here to be number 5 billion.
Ga o mo go ba number 5 billion.
You have a destiny.
O na le bokamoso.
You have a predestined work.
Go na le se se tshwanetse sa
go ka wena. You have a predetermined work that God knew before you were even formed.
Modimo na tseba pele o belegwa.
In the womb.
Mo mompeng.
Now what is that work?
Ke eng mmereko o?
Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
Ba Roma 8 and verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
I think put your hands together for the Lord. What a powerful scripture. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So the destiny of every child of God is to be like Jesus. That is the future that God has set up for you. That is the future that God desires for you. That is the future that God wants for you. That is the future that God longs for, that you will walk into. That as you walk in the street, as you commune with people, they will say, you know, you remind me of Jesus. When you talk, it's like I hear Jesus in your voice. The destiny of every child of God is to be like Jesus. The amens
are
for blessing
me.
You thought I was going to say to be like Jobe. No, sorry. You are in church here, in case you are lost. You thought I was going to say it's to be like who? Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, I taught you
ke ile ka go ruta
that Jesus,
Jesu,
was born to be a star.
O ile na o ile abelegwa gore a be naledi.
And I explain to you what it means when I say he was born to be a star.
Ka tlhalosa gore ira goreng gore o belegile gore e be naledi.
The Bible tells us.
Bible ya re botsa.
In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3.
Go Daniel chapter 12 verse 3.
That those who win souls.
Baba dira gore batho ba
bolo. Shine as stars forever.
Batla phatsima go tshwana le di naledi.
So Jesus was born to be a soul winner.
Jesu o ile abelegwa gore batho ba pholoswe.
And if you,
ge wena,
your destiny is to be like him,
ke gore o tshwane le yena,
you also must be a star.
O tshwanetse wa ba naledi le wena.
In other words,
ka mantswe a mang,
you must become a soul winner.
O tshwanetse wa dira gore batho ba pholoswe.
Your amens are not blessing me. Look at the song we sang. It shows you the type of person we believe in and we are following. He says he will leave the 99. Wait here. There is someone who is lost. The Bible says he will search until he finds that lost one. Put him on his shoulder. Bring him back home. And we'll celebrate that the one who was lost has now been found. Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, That is your story. That is your destiny. When everybody is searching for money, cars, fame, what have you, those who are like Jesus must be searching for that one lost sheep. Those who will be like Jesus. You must remember that God will never force you to walk into your destiny. It must be by choice. As we all sit here, many options have been presented to us. When you meet your friends, they present a destiny. When you meet your family, they present a destiny. When you go to school, they present a destiny. I remember one day I was at school. I was writing an exam. And by the grace of God, that particular one, I passed it very well. So as I was walking, my shoulders were high. Because my eyes were starting to see a future. Because of how I wrote that exam. Are you still here? And I started seeing myself holding a briefcase as a businessman, and I was working. Then I remembered my true destiny, which is to be like Jesus. Then I remember that even Satan, he took Jesus to a high mountain and presented many opportunities,
an
alternative future to the one that God had for you. And I said, Satan, Emmanuel, I am a soul winner. Everywhere you go, they will present an alternative destiny for you. But I've come to tell you that the destiny that God wants for you is that of a soul winner. Why don't you celebrate Jesus for making you a soul winner? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, come with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. I want to be like Jesus. I'm not impressed by many things. I'm impressed when I see people who are like Jesus. Are you in Genesis chapter 3?
Amen.
Let's read from verse 1.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
Lest you what?
Die.
Lest you what? Continue.
Verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves coverings.
Read verse 3 one more time. Verse 4.
Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened." And
read verse 3.
Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said.
Who has said? Who?
God.
Are you in church? What did God say?
God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
Lest you what?
Die.
Who said it?
God.
Are you sure? Now read verse 6 and 7.
Verse 6. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
Pause there. She ate. He ate. What's supposed to happen now? I can't hear you. What did God say? So they ate, and what's supposed to happen? Now read, let's see what happened.
Verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
I don't see them dying here. The Bible says their eyes were open. Wait, God, I thought you said they will die.
Modimo na rile batla tlhokofala.
Why are they not dying?
Khubaneng ba sa tlhokofale.
Rather, eyes are being opened and what have you?
Matlo abulega.
Is God a liar?
Na Modimo na abulela maka.
The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie.
Bible re Modimo ga abuleli maka.
He said to them, "You will surely die."
O ile are letla tlhokofala.
But here they are enjoying ivampe engwe up, and they are busy. Not dying. Come with me to the book of John chapter 3, reading from verse 1. They are busy eating and not dying. John chapter
3,
reading from verse 1.
John chapter 3 and verse 1.
Yes.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, ye shall not see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old?
How can a man be born when he is old?
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?"
Jesus, you want me to again?
Hey. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
Mm-hmm.
"That which is born of the flesh is flesh."
That which is born of the flesh is what?
And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if your destiny is the destiny of a soul winner, You have to understand what salvation is. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, when you look at me, you are only seeing my body. But I am not my body. Pastor, how do you know? Well, the Bible tells us that a rich man died. And Lazarus also died. And the Bible says that when Lazarus died, angels came and took him and took him and put him in Abraham's bosom. Now, the Bible says the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus afar off. As these things were happening, people were busy crying, carrying their bodies, missing them, feeling sad that they won't see them anymore. But the real people had left their bodies, and they were in hell. So you are not your body. Push and never say, I'm not my body. So when God created a human being, he created a triune being. A trinity, so to say. He created a human being to be spirit like him. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is a spirit. Moses said God is a father of all spirits. He didn't say he's a father of all flesh. So you are a spirit. And you live in a body. You are a spirit. And you live in a body. You are a spirit and you live in a body. I said you are a spirit. And you are currently living in a body. You are not a body living in a spirit. You are a spirit living in a body. Put your hands together for the Lord. So God said, if you eat from this fruit, you will surely die. So in the spirit, there's different types of death. When your spirit is separated from God, in God's eyes, you are dead. That's what happened to Adam and Eve that day. Physically, they were alive. They were still walking. In fact, they lived to 900 and something. But that day when they ate from that tree, in God's eyes, they had died. Because there was a separation between God and man. And that is death. There are many people walking around today, they are dead, dead, pata pata, dead. As they are walking, as they are dancing, they are dead. Some of them, as we talk, they are playing golf.
Babang ba tsamiga golf.
They are dead.
Bashwile.
Dead. Because in God's eyes, when you separate from him, you are dead.
Ga o sna kopano le yena, ga o phele.
So that is the death that took place. That's why Jesus said,
Jesu ke leba ka ile a re,
you must be born again.
O tshwanetse wa pholoswa.
Your first birth was when you were given birth to by your mother. Your second birth is when your spirit is reconnected to your heavenly father. That is being born again. If you are born again, put your hands together for the Lord. It means your spirit is reconnected to the Father of all spirits. Now, ladies and gentlemen, many people are dead as we speak. And the only way that they can be saved or that their spirit can be regenerated or reconnected to God is if you and I take the decision to be like
Jesus.
Where we will go to them where they are and give them the good news that there is a God who loves you, who loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son, who also is God, but he removed his garment of Godship and took the form of a man so that he can take your position and die for you and me. And when you believe in that person, you become born again. When people hear that message, and when people believe in that message, they are saved. That was the mission of Jesus Christ. And that should be our mission as well. This side, you are not saying amen. I'm watching you. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Many people are separated from God. One day, I was preaching to somebody and he said to me, I have a problem. I said, brother, what's your problem? He said, when I pray, it feels like my prayers hit the ceiling and come back. When he said that, I realized there's a disconnect between him and his heavenly father. So I said to him, you must be born again. They will always hit the ceiling if there's no connection. There are many people like that, ladies and gentlemen, who don't know God, have no encounter with God, have no relationship with God. And if you and I will not take the decision to be so winners like Christ, they will die not knowing God. Death is not a problem. The problem is if you die being separated from God. That's where the problem is. In the retreat we had, I was telling them that some of you, you say you love your parents. You say you love your family. You say you love your children. You say you love your brothers and sisters. But when God looks at them, they are dead. When the rich man went into hell, he said, Father
Abraham,
please send Lazarus back to earth. Because I've got brothers and sisters there. Let him go and tell them that this place is real. He was becoming a soul winner in hell. It's too late in hell. Push your friend and say it's too late in hell.
Na koi fedile.
You can't choose to be a soul winner in hell.
O ka se dire batho ba pulutse ko di healing.
He just knew that the way my family had been living, if they don't change, they will come and join me in this place. There was a certain lady. One day she was asleep. When she woke up, suddenly she saw Jesus standing by her bed. And Jesus said, come with me, I want to show you something. And they suddenly went into the earth. When they got there, she realized that the Lord had taken her into hell. And the Lord started giving her a tour of hell. She mentioned a lot of things she saw there. One of the things that touched me, she saw a pastor and a congregation. And the congregation were angry at the pastor. They said, why didn't you tell us the truth? Why didn't you tell us? And the Lord continued taking her for a tour. And as they were about to end their tour of hell, one of the last persons she saw, Jesus said, I want to show you something. And she saw her mother in hell. She was distraught. When they got back up to the earth, the Lord said to her, the reason why I showed you this is so that you won't think that because we are born again, everyone in your family is automatically born again. Many of us sitting here, our children are going to hell. Our brothers and sisters are going to hell. Our parents are going to hell. Our friends are going to hell. Because you have not decided to be a soul winner. You are too interested in things that are temporal. You go work so that your child can have an iPhone.
We are miracle for an iPhone.
But you don't care whether his or her destiny will be heaven or hell.
How katali horrible fellow bagare utaya kai.
Many of us sitting here, our Banshee. Children, our families, our brothers and sisters, they are separated from God, far from Jehovah.
Habana kopano limudimu bakule.
You are born again. We thank God. You come to church.
When our
Zula. But your family are destined
la palabra
for hell.
By the healing.
Because you are resisting the transformation that will make you to be like Jesus.
Ogana sokol o phetogo etla go dira gore o tshwane le Jesu.
Jesus was radical, Mamruti. Came Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
Motu ona busa ba Jews.
Jesus said, I don't care who you are. Jesus
aragi khatale gore o mang.
What I know is that you must be born again.
Seki sibang o tshwanetse wa pholotswa.
You, when you see some high person, you know, you walk as though the guy. Hey. Someone who is about to perish. You only see their man. Boys. Is that what they say? Good boys.
Amen.
ampe pinkies mo. That time that person is going to hell.
Motho o ya di healing.
I have preached to my own father, my biological father. I said to him, you must be born again. I've preached to my siblings. I said, sit down, let me tell you. And after I preached to them, I said, do you want to be born again? They said, yes. Then I said, say these words after me, Lord Jesus. And they got born again. Where? My sister, we were in the car. I led her to Christ in the car. Oh, me, I love my mother, you know. You know, on Mother's Day, I'm going to buy my mother flowers. You know, I'm going to buy her chocolates. That time, she's going to hell.
We are the healing, gonna go you.
You know, me, I love my child. I want my child to go to the best schools. She goes to the best schools. He goes to the best schools only to go to hell. Goes to the best schools to become a drug addict and die of drugs.
Mercy.
To become an alcoholic and die of, you know, substance abuse and what have you. Many people are perishing. Perishing. My grandmother and I, we used to sit down and open scriptures. And I say, Gogo, let me show you here.
I'll say,
and I'll read for her.
Kibale.
And I will explain it to her.
Kitlaluse.
By the time my grandmother passed away, she called me and she said, you know, my son, Uli, I feel like I must preach. I said, hey, now you are talking.
Hey.
My grandmother. Ladies and gentlemen, we are destined to be like Jesus. Who was born to be a star. And his stardom was the fact that he was a soul winner. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, he said, you will call him Jesus. That means he is salvation. He is a savior. He is born to save people. You are also born to save people. Do you love your friends? Ask yourself where they are going.
By a guy.
And many of you are not like Jesus. Your friends lead you. You don't lead them.
Let's go.
Okay. No, now you just follow. You'll not be like Jesus and say, you must be born again. So my love for God has gone past my family. I preached to them. They were one of the first people I've ever led to Christ. Then I went to the streets, to the byways, to the hedges, anywhere that I can go to tell people about this Jesus. Many souls are perishing.
But who are you going to be?
I love my wife. Tambulam le Kentucky. You know what the Bible says?
It's about how the Bible is ringing.
It said two will be sleeping in one bed.
Baba be ditla be barobetsi mpetong.
One will be taken, one will remain.
Omong otla tseyo, omong asala.
Re real love is birthed by the Spirit. If anyone doesn't tell you about Jesus, they don't really love you. I know you won't say amen, because I know Johnny Bravo only tells you, let's go to the movies. When Mam Ruti and I, we were, before we got married, I took her, so let's go and pray. We pray 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You and your Susan and your Johnny Bravo.
When Ali Susan.
You just buy each other flowers only and go to the movies. How it one rata young.
He loves me. He loves me.
We are watching.
Relivelezi.
If you love each other, you lead each other to Christ.
Utlamolitlela mo go Jesu ge o morata.
And you lead each other to being like Christ.
Letla letlela na gore le tshwane le Jesu.
Ask your neighbor, do you love your family? What are they saying? Are they born again? Is your mother born again? Did you lead her? Did you lead her to Christ? You did. Hey, at least she loves her mother. As somebody who has children, say, are your children born again? Are your children born again? You know, my children, I've got one child, but I've already gone before God. And so, Father, I pray for my children. I pray that they will know you from their young age. When my child was born, I held her in my arms and I said to her mother, let's pray. Say, Lord, we dedicate this one to you in the name of Jesus. And you say you love your children. And they are destined for hell. What type of love is that? So you must determine to be like Jesus and be a soul winner. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
This life is short. Even if you live to 100 years old, it's still short.
Amen.
We all have a meeting with death. And we must start thinking, our mind must be reconditioned to think about eternity. You know, when I became a Christian, Tulani, they called me to a certain church. When I got there, I couldn't even pray, Shimi. When it was time for prayer, I used to look at other people praying. And there was this gentleman there. Oh man, the guy was praying. Those tongues, I still remember them. The guy was praying and moving in the church. And as I was there, I was not praying, I was just watching him. In my heart, I was saying, I wish I can pray like that guy. Hey! Not long,
morago ga nako,
I heard that that man passed away.
Ka utla gore o tlokofetse.
I said, God, someone who prays like that.
Modimo motho a rapela ka tsela ela.
Passing away.
O tsamaile.
Then I realized what David said. He said, the next step can be your last.
David o rile step se se latelang e ka ba sa bofelo.
Many of us, we live as though we still have 200 years to live. You know, we are just so relaxed.
Resanza ne rena le dijara tse 200 tse setseng.
It's just that God will not write expiry date here.
Modimo ga ngwale gore o tla tlokofala neng.
We have to start thinking about our eternal future. Think about those who are around us and think about their eternal future. Jesus told us that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. That means that the salvation of many people is lying with us. No angel is going to come from heaven to preach. If you and I don't do it, people will not be saved. I've come to encourage somebody to choose to be a soul winner. That was Jesus. So we must be like him. I know we have problems, Pastor. You know, I need a job. Pastor, I want to get married. Pastor, hey, I know. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things I'll give to you. I never went searching for my wife. I never. I was leading a prayer group. And some people met her in the train. And said, you know, come to our church. They brought her life. I didn't go search for her. They brought her. And then she was talking to my pastor. And my pastor said, you see that guy? He's the prayer warrior in the church. Go and join his group. God just ushered her to me. She sat down. And she became one of my sheep. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You are busy chasing. That's why till today you are not married. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Sorry. If you're offended, sorry, I wasn't talking about you, someone else. Are you listening to me? I know you have problems. Just put them aside and focus on God for once. And you realize that as you keep your gaze on Jesus, somehow, your problems become fixed. Somehow, as you keep looking at Jesus, somehow your life gets fixed. Somehow. So stop trying to fix it yourself. Why don't you look at Jesus? And as you follow him, he will do all the fixing. Look at Jesus, he will do all the what? The fixing. I have never searched for a job in my whole life. My father and mother went to a funeral. By the time they came back, I had a job. As you keep your gaze on Jesus, God will do everything else. How many funerals have you been going to? No job. My job came at a funeral. Funeral. Who would find a job in a funeral? My father met somebody there and said, "Oh, how are the children?" So, "Oh, my son just finished studying." "Oh, what is he studying?" "Oh, my daughter is doing that." He gave my cock, "Come here. This guy's son is this and this and this. Oh, tell him to come." That was my job. Finished.
Ka fumana mereko ka tsela eo.
You've even given up sending your CVs.
How sa romela le di CV.
Tired.
O lapile.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
Nyaka pele mose wa le godimo.
And his righteousness.
Le goloka.
And all these other things.
Le dilo dilo tseding tsena.
Will be given unto you.
O tla fiwa tsona.
Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? I've told you. When I was getting married, my father said, "The money you have, you are still joking. You need proper money." I said to him, "Just go to do Lobola negotiations. The money will come." That time I was moneyless. But as I kept looking at Jesus, everything was sorted. Recently, my friend, just before he got married, he was asking me, "So how much did your wedding cost you?" I said, "Hey, this was for free, this was..." Hey!
Hey!
You are trying so much to fix your life to the point that you are neglecting your ultimate destiny. Which is to be like Jesus. And to be a soul winner. Why don't you try to turn it around for once? And see how it will work out for you. Will you try it for me? Instead of saying, "In 2020, I will drive a car." Yeah, okay, yeah, you know. We know you need a car.
Say, "In
2020, I want to be a soul winner."
In 2020,
and let's see whether you will not be driving a car by the end of the
year.
You don't believe what I'm saying. My car, I got it for 300 rand.
Kileka fumana yaka ka 300 rand.
300. I'm driving it for 300 rand, Koki. 1, 2, 3. Where will you get a car for 300 rand?
Utla fumana ka ikoloi ka 300.
Just try to be a soul winner, let's see.
Lika khutira gore batho ba sokologe.
That's why it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God."
And
he will sort out everything else. It's time to believe in his word. It's time to practice his word. Am I talking to somebody? Your amens are not blessing me. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a responsibility. And that is the responsibility of being a soul winner. Are you listening to me, somebody? Let's rise to our feet, put your hands together for Jesus, and give him praise. As you rise up, open your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. Are you there?
Amen.
Read for me. Keep reading. Just read and keep reading.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
Continue.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How shall they hear without you? Continue.
And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good, glad tidings.
Pause there, just check your neighbor's feet. I want to see something. How beautiful are the feet of those who do what? Who bring good tidings. One day I was asleep, Koki. And in the dream, I looked at my feet. My feet were ugly. When I woke up, I realized that I've stopped being a soul winner. I must be a soul winner. Because the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. Read up until verse 17.
Verse 16, but then not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
I pray that we will all choose to be like Jesus.
Amen.
We will choose to be soul winners.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus was a soul winner. You must be a soul winner.
Amen.
You must be a tree of life.
Amen.
When people come close to you, they must receive life.
Amen.
Not death.
Amen.
Some of you are in church, but you're a tree of death.
Amen.
You are in church, but you're a tree of death. You are coming to church, though. Become a soul winner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to lift up our voices and cry out to God and say, Lord, grant me the grace to be like you. Grant me the grace to be a soul winner. Convict my heart, touch my heart. When I look at my children, let me ask myself about their eternal destiny. When I see my family members, let me ask myself about their eternal destiny. When I see my friends, let me concern myself about their eternal destiny. Because at school, they will not teach them about you. At work, they will not teach them about you. I am the light of this family. I am the light amongst my friends. I am the light amongst my colleagues. Help me to be like you, to shine and be a soul winner. Lift up your voice, begin to pray, talk to the Lord, and ask him. It's not by might, nor is it by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Help me, Father.
Talk to
become
him.
A light, to become a
I
light.
I can't hear you. Open your mouth and
shine brighter. That people will
hey,
love
you. So
I pray that, Lord, my life will turn into righteousness. I pray that many, Lord, will be changed because of my life.
Many will contest you. Many will accept you because of my life, Father. Grant me the grace, oh God, that my feet will bring good tidings. That, Lord, my feet will bring good news. The news about Jesus. The good news about Jesus. I ask Father, the Lord, you grant me the grace. All of us, my Father. The Lord, you send us to the streets. Wherever we are, where we meet your people, grant us the grace and the boldness to preach, to tell them about you, to tell them about you, to minister life to them. My Father, we ask you for the grace. The grace to become soul winners. The Lord, we might become shining stars for you, Father. Or we might be like your son. Oh, Father, grant us the grace. Grant me the grace, oh Father, to become a soul winner. I ask you, oh Father, for the grace. Shande adiakilambrote. The grace, Lord,
Father,
to be the career
in
of
goodness. Jesus' mighty name. And the whole church will say amen.
Amen.
How many is becoming a soul winner? Are you becoming a soul winner?
Amen.
Your amens are very lazy. Are you becoming a soul winner? Now you sound like a soul winner.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.